This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, where your calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Speak with Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And we're raising funds with Give Directly, the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients in need and use mobile money to send them cash. No strings attached. And in the last decade, they've delivered $400 million to more than a million people. And research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, education. So Free Talk Live is matching your donations to Give Directly, helping families in Bomet and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need. We're matching your donations up to $30,000. So if you're feeling generous this holiday season, go to give.freetalklive.com and help those areas plagued by drought, floods, and food insecurity. There may not be a better way to help people this holiday season than give.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, though. We have Sam calling from Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment about the fact of, like, what you're talking about, like, the news line. The fact of, like, remember how they originally said 14 days to flatten the curve?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's been a long 2 weeks.
Man, it and really then, has. We're coming up on 2 years of this garbage.
Only two? It's and felt then, like 30.
And to be fair, the restrictions... Go ahead, Sam.
The other funny thing is that, so you know how they're now coming around to the lab leak theory?
Well, they started coming around like six to eight months ago, I think.
Well, I mean, in our circles, we never left the lab leak theory. But,
no, because it's the only theory that really makes sense. It was a mutated from a bat in a territory where there is a lab that studies coronavirus bat mutations that was being partially funded by Dr. Fauci, featuring leaked emails where they talked about engineering a coronavirus.
But I definitely remember when that moved from, like, that is a dangerous conspiracy theory to, okay, yeah, everyone kind of accepts that that's what happened.
Well, as soon as Alex Jones got the documents, then it was all bets are off.
Yes, that's what I was about to talk about. Like, originally, he was the first person I ever saw talk about it. And because he was the first person who talked about it, that's why everyone dismissed it as a conspiracy theory.
Who was the first one?
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones was the first one, and that's why everyone did or did not dismiss it?
Did.
That's why everyone did dismiss it for as long as they did until 8 months ago, you just said. That was why.
I mean, Alex Jones should know better at this point. If he's got actual important information, he needs to give that to anyone who isn't named Alex Jones. Because no one's going to take this guy seriously, because there's too many examples of him just making stuff up.
You're saying like he's a detriment to his own movement.
Like what? Like, okay, I get the whole Sandy Hook thing. He was way off base on that, and I actually understand why he was off base on that. Because there was a part of me before he said that stuff, I'm like, you know, I literally only know about all of these shootings by the media that I don't trust. So, like, even then, I'm like, it sucks that you did this, but I can see why you would. Now, everything else, well, I mean, sure, he might take it a little farther or in a weird direction. Like, they're turning the frogs gay, which, like, okay, they are kind of altering the hormonal levels of our frogs, and given that frogs are delicate creatures, they're kind of our first warning system of something contaminating a water supply. So that's overblown, but it's not a lie.
I can give you a direct example of him lying. Look up his 1999 video where he was claiming to be witnessing firsthand on video Russians coming over the North Pole invading the United States.
That's news to me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, look it up. Alex Jones, 1999, Russians attacking the U.S. It absolutely happened. And not to mention all of the different bird flus and swine flus. They're doing this to sterilize us so that we can't have any more kids, and to give us rheumatoid arthritis so we can't move, and the FEMA camps and all this other stuff, where he's just not a reliable source of information.
What about the elites using the blood of children to roll back their aging?
Well, there's actually some evidence of that.
There is now. Thank you, Alex Jones.
I haven't seen any evidence of that, but if Alex Jones is the one who has it, I still have to think, you know.
Oh, no, this is legitimately put out as an effective skin treatment by certain very wealthy celebrities.
I haven't heard anything about that. But thank you so much for the call tonight, Sam. It is hard to trust the media, and you're absolutely right. With the mainstream media are the ones who are always telling us about the mass shootings and stuff like that, because we don't really have a better way of learning about them. One thing that I learned a few years ago, I don't remember where the, quote, shooting happened, but libertarians immediately got on the internet, got on Twitter and Facebook, and just started railing against gun-free zones and how this only happened because the campus is a school-free zone.
Virginia Tech, is that the one?
And then it turned out to not even be a shooting. It turned out to be just a lunatic in a car with a knife or something like that. And suddenly these libertarians who had been blaming gun-free zones were arguing that it should have been easier for this deranged psychopath to get a gun. They weren't making the argument that they thought they were making, that, you know, people should be able to defend themselves because they should be able to get a gun and bring it into this gun-free zone. Well, suddenly, the attacker would have been the one who had a gun because it was easier to get and he could take it in there. So it's important to get the facts before you weigh in, and the advent of social media allows us to get out there on the internet giving our opinions on these things while the facts are still coming in.
Yeah.
Versus mainstream media, which, despite all of its evils, it does generally wait to say this is a shooting until an actual shot has been fired.
That, I want to say that's partially fair because there's still competition for mainstream media, and you want to be the first one to break the story. Right?
Sure.
So as soon as there's like a small modicum of confirmation, they will run with it, and then, as we discussed earlier,
you want to be the first to break a story as long as it agrees with the narrative.
Sure. Like,
if the story doesn't agree with the narrative, you never want to break it.
Sure.
Ever. You leave that to the comedians on YouTube or something, but
but with a shooting? Like, if you're running, like, the breaking
something
news?
Something that could lead to gun control, you want to be the first one to get that one.
We also have Dell calling. Dell, you're on Free Talk Live.
Aria, I believe that the crucifixion of Julian Assange is really, he has probably broken these minutiae of laws, which I don't see how internationally it works, but we're going to persecute him for it. It's meant to terrify journalists around the world that the deep state, the global fascist communists are going to come after you. And it's meant to intimidate and control information. Don't do any real journalism.
Well, it's certainly a peculiar situation with Assange because he's not even a U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So he can break whatever United States laws he wants. If the Australian government, which is where you're from, or New Zealand, I think, if they have an issue with that, they can request extradition. Hey, you broke our allies' laws, and we're going to say that that's illegal, and they can try him in New Zealand, but he's not under jurisdiction of the United States government and its laws.
Which is why this is a more effective tactic. Sorry, you were saying?
Who wrote the book about in Islam where they put the fatwa on him?
The Quran?
The
Salman Rushdie?
Wrote the book about Muhammad and...
Dude, I don't have any idea.
You kind of segue whiplashed us here.
Iran put a death warrant out on the...
Salman Rushdie is the only name coming to mind. Is that the one you're
Rushdie,
talking about?
That's who it was. We're doing the same kind of thing.
We're not doing anything. The United States government is.
That's a fact.
Not we. I'm sorry. I worded that incorrectly. The United
I used to do it
States
a lot myself
government.
Until I actually started trying not to do it.
Oh, yeah. They tricked us into that particular language loophole a long time ago, and it is hard to break.
We the people. Dell, thank you so much for the call tonight. You know, I remember at one point getting frustrated with people correcting me about that. Well, we didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. I was like, well, okay, look, will you just let me get
you know what I mean? It's like, yes, I do know what you mean, which is exactly why you shouldn't be using this way to express it.
Exactly. And after that had happened enough time, it just slowly phased itself out. I'm like, no, this is not me. I'm not the U.S. government. They don't represent me. They're not doing anything that is in line with anything that I believe.
We won't be Super Bowl.
I completely agree with that guy that the reason that they're doing this is as a threat to anyone who wants wants to tell the truth about these powerful people.
What are your thoughts on all of this? Why is this New Zealand citizen being subject to United States law? 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to weigh in, share your thoughts and opinions at 603-283-6160. And I've
I've heard rumors that our former co-host and friend of the show, Rich Paul, trademark. He's now Rich Paul again, sort of. He's still legally named Nobody.
Okay.
But he opened up a new trade name under the name of Rich Paul. So now there's this business entity that exists named Rich Paul, and it's owned by Nobody. It's all very confusing. And not being able to talk to the guy, I don't really know what's going on with it.
But is there a purpose behind all this? Or does he just wants to be Rich Paul again?
This is funny, right?
Okay. Well, if you can make fun of their system by making their overly complicated thing overly complicated, whatever's worth a joke, man.
So I've heard rumors that he and his attorneys are filing something that would, presumably, if it gets approved by a judge, allow him to be on the show again. But in the meantime, Bonnie has been going through old videos and old clips of him and stuff like that and compiling some quotes of things he says. And tonight's quote is, "We have the right to pursue happiness by whatever means we want, so long as we do not include on the equal rights of others." And while the film crew was out here recently, they asked me to describe, what does libertarianism mean to you? And that's kind of a difficult question to answer on the spot when you're not expecting to have to answer it. I ended up saying, don't hit people and don't take their stuff.
That's the kindergarten answer. Sure.
But it's the correct answer, right?
Yeah, basically, right.
Somewhere along the way, while growing into adults, people just create all of these loopholes. Well, sometimes it's okay to hit people. Sometimes it's okay to take their stuff. And a libertarian is just someone who remembers that that's not okay.
If I kidnap you, then not only do I have to, pay you money, but, I have to be kept away from other people because I might kidnap them. But if they kidnap people, they need extra money to do more of it.
That's pretty much it. I mean, it's just a way of outsourcing their own desire to oppress others into this other entity so they don't have to actually get their hands dirty.
See, I didn't beat you up for making noise after 10 o'clock. I made him do it, which is good for society.
Well, let's go to the phones. We have Sarah calling from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I just want to remind people that I did have a...
Sarah, is that a television in the background? Can you mute that for me, please?
So I'm going into the other room and closing the door. Yeah.
Okay.
But somebody's talking, with somebody else.
How rude.
They're talking with somebody else on the phone,
Sure.
So, yeah. So, anyways, I forgot all about my vitamin D, and I was coming down with something, and it felt like a stomach flu, and it dawned on me, I stocked up on vitamin D for the winter time, so I mega dosed.
Sure living in New Mexico, it's hard to find sunshine.
At least one month out of the year.
The thing is, when it's cold, you don't want to go out, so that it's hard to...
It does actually get pretty chilly in New Mexico in the winter.
Okay.
Right. And then lately, last couple of days, we did hit, 43 degrees and then 31 degrees at night, but we're just going to get
chilly. It was close to 50 today, and I was sweating. I was like, come on. It feels like summertime.
It hit last night. It was so weird. I told my dog, I was like, why is it so hot? This feels great. I'm out here in this big winter jacket.
I cannot figure out the climate here. I look at the number of degrees, and I'm like, I should be chilly. But somehow the fact that it's 88% humidity, and I'm like, this is really warm. Almost uncomfortably warm.
The humidity is about the same as it is in Mississippi. The difference, as far as I can tell, is that Mississippi just, on average, is higher. But, yesterday it was 30-something degrees in Mississippi, while it was 60 degrees here. And no part of my brain is able to process that. It's twice as hot in New Hampshire.
Climate change.
As it is in Mississippi. But
ocean currents, what are you doing to me?
Right. But 2 days ago in Mississippi, it was 80 degrees, which is a little bit warm for them this time of year. It should be in the 60s and low 70s.
Okay. Anyway, you were saying you had you'd forgotten to take your vitamin D?
Yeah, I completely, I did stock up on it. I had it in hand, but I think that I wasn't going to need it, and I forgot, that's one thing that I forgot to do. You have to mega dose for the days that you are sick. So I basically took 3 capsules. Each day, or I think 2 times a day, with my meal for about 3 to 5 days.
Now, this is so you don't get COVID, right?
It's not a bad idea.
Well, you know what? I never had a temperature. I never had a temperature, and I wasn't coughing or sneezing. I was just having more of a, like, I would get bowels. Like, I would have that.
There's no need to go into it.
Yeah, that kind of a thing. And but I was feeling ill. And
so you were asymptomatic here. Did you get tested for COVID-19? Make sure you're not killing all the old people there in New Mexico?
You know what? I did have a J&J vaccine, and I'm going to go get a booster.
But the vaccines that they're saying, they don't help that much against the Omicron variant. The Pfizer is like 40 times less effective against the Omicron variant as the Delta variant.
Yeah. Have you done some research on, like, I mean, I don't know what your particular medical situation is, if you have a lot of comorbidities, you know, diabetes, obesity, things like that, but you should really check the numbers before you put experimental things into you.
I just like the roundabout way of getting tested.
The thing about it is that the flu shot has helped me, so I believe in the vaccines.
Well, this is a completely different technology.
So, I mean, if the expert tell you, I am not like you guys. I'd rather get prepared and covered and do the best I can.
Oh, we're all about getting prepared.
And take, and then, of course, the vitamins that we have to remember, vitamin D, if you mega dose, vitamin C, vitamin D,
yep.
Zinc, selenium, and vitamin A, those are the vitamins that when we come down with something, we got a mega dose. Like I've been doing, and I left off the vitamin D, so I've been taking it, so I've been feeling a lot better.
I don't know about megadosing, but this is why we've been saying for the last, almost 2 years that people just need to spend some time outside, because you do get vitamin D from spending time in sunlight. It's good for people.
And if you can't manage to do it because of your schedule or what have you, then it is good to supplement that with your diet.
Or because you're here in New Hampshire, and the sky is always gray. And if it's not gray, there's still only 12 minutes of daylight to go around.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, if you think you have a deficiency, then it is a good idea to up your dose if it's something that your body can clear out easily, like vitamin C, because if you overdose on vitamin C, your body will just flush it out.
And don't you have to, like, take entire bottles of vitamin C in order to overdose on
it? Which is a lot. Well, I mean, more than the daily recommended allowance is one thing. Enough to actually harm you is a very different number.
Yeah, fair point. So that's actually good advice, Sarah. Thank you so much for the call tonight. If you can't get out in the sun, either because you're living in a place where there just isn't a lot of sun,
or modern society doesn't really allow it with all the office work that people do.
That's true. But see, this is why during the summer I just went out onto my back porch with a laptop in order to do work, because right there in the sun. It was a bit much because the sun was a bit bright during the middle of the summer for a laptop screen. But still, get some sunshine, exercise, stay active. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat calling for diplomacy, dialogue, and de-escalation when it comes to Russia, as Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, is calling for cooperation from Moscow as Russia's military continues a buildup along its border with Ukraine. And U.S. intel says that Russia is seriously considering an incursion into Ukraine within the next few weeks. Blinken speaking while meeting with G7 members in Liverpool, England this weekend,
says the president made very clear to President Putin, what I've made very clear to Foreign Minister Lavrov, is that we are looking at and we are prepared to take the kinds of steps we've refrained from taking in the past.
Kentucky's Governor Andy Beshear says over 1,000 homes in his state are literally gone and thousands of people are homeless, and about 100 people have lost their lives from the tornadoes that struck on late Friday night and early Saturday. This is USA Radio News. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has been hinting at running for governor of New York, appearing on Fox News Sunday. De Blasio didn't seem that phased when confronted by his low approval rating on a recent poll against Kathy Hochul. The mayor says that he's been, quote, the underdog many times. An election bid would allow him to show New Yorkers his vision for the state's future, though he does stop short of confirming that he is running. His term as mayor would end on December 31st. The CDC is launching a pilot program at JFK Airport in New York City aimed at detecting COVID-19 variants. The biosurveillance program is a partnership between the CDC and several companies. Its purpose is to monitor and track new variants like Omicron while also providing free COVID testing to international travelers who come in from specific countries. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves, share your thoughts and opinions, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Beakless Mountaineer,
and Richard Rich.
And we're giving away a second BitBox here in the coming weeks, and I need to make a mental note now to check in with the previous winner to make sure it has arrived. It was shipped out Monday of last week, so I imagine it probably has arrived by this point. The BitBox, for those who don't know, it's a hardware wallet, which means it stores your cryptocurrency. I think it supports Bitcoin and Ethereum. I'm not 100% sure, not being able to personally use one of these devices. But its software is 100% open source, which means it doesn't have some of the problems that other hardware wallets sometimes have. It means other people can take a look at the code and find its flaws and help them fix it before someone loses their cryptocurrency. If you want a chance to win one of these, all you have to do is join the AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. We'll be choosing one of our supporters at random on an episode of Freer Talk Live in the future. And although we really like being able to offer a bonus, the real reason you should join is because you want to support the show, because that's what the AMPS program does. A free hardware wallet just sort of helps. That's amps.freetalklive.com, where you can join and possibly win a BitBox. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We have David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's balmy in New Mexico, where it is 35 degrees inside of my house right now.
Jesus, man.
It's warmer here.
It's warmer than outside, man. It's 30 degrees outside, so it's roasty toasty inside.
For a moment, I was hoping you were saying 35 degrees and that was like in Celsius or something, but I also hope your house is not 35 degrees Celsius, because that would be extremely hot.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't want that either. That'd actually be worse. But this morning when I woke up,
closer to what I expect from New Mexico. Right.
It was 16 degrees Fahrenheit inside my house. It was 12 outside in balmy New Mexico.
Why is your house so cold?
Because it doesn't have electricity.
Because I don't bother to turn the heat on.
You don't bother, or you don't really have the option to?
No, I have the option. I don't bother.
Why not?
Because potato sacks are warm.
I want to remain tough. I like to go camping, and if you're used to it, then when you go camping, you can go camping year round anywhere, and doesn't bother you. You don't need anything special.
See, I thought Conan was crazy when he said that he keeps his house on like 52 degrees, I think, during the winter and stuff like that. And like, my house is sitting at 75 right now, and that's almost not warm enough.
I cannot get my apartment cool enough.
Yeah, it's all what you.
Just turn the heat off.
Neighbors have their heat on.
Open all the windows. You'll be fine.
You know that kid from A Christmas Story who's like so bundled up that his arms are straight out from his sides and like falls over and can never get up again? From now on, this is how I will see you.
that's how we were when we were kids in Minnesota. That was how we grew up, exactly like those kids did.
So and apparently now you're choosing to live your life in New Mexico.
So, David, you didn't call in to talk about.
I like to camp. I like to go out in the mountains or at the beach or in the desert or wherever and be out and not have to worry about anything. And if you toughen yourself up before you do that, then you just it's no big deal. But if any one of you guys wants to go out and sleep up on the mountainside in the middle of the winter and it goes down to 30 below at night, you might be a little bit concerned about it. But I'm not, because I've been there, done that, and it's not a big deal. But anyway, what I called about.
Hold on. I don't know what the temperature is at the peak of Mount Monadnock at night at this time of year, but I imagine it's substantially below 30 degrees. Like, even during the
30 below is different than
I said 30 below.
Yeah. Okay.
I did when I went to the legislature. I went.
Why
to
would
the
anyone want to do that, David?
Just toughen up. Did you hear him?
Just
tough.
Because it's my Viking blood. It's what we're used to. And actually, when I went to the New Mexico legislature for whatever it was, 5 years in a row, every single day to chew their asses. One of the years, I slept out the entire 90-day session on the top of the mountain above Santa Fe. I had to dig down 5 feet of snow, as tall as I am. I had to dig down to hit the ground so I could set up my tent, and I camped there for 90 days, and it went down to 30 below at night, quite a number of nights. But what I called about is you're talking about Julian Assange.
I don't believe any part of that story, so go ahead with Assange.
Well, call the governor of New Mexico or the Senate president or anybody you want to in New Mexico government. They can tell you all about it.
How can I do that?
I think you're building your own case as to why they won't let you have your kids in your house.
David, how can I contact these people if you don't tell me their name, their cousin's name, their stepbrother's fourth cousin's name, and who they married and what business they started and why they're corrupt?
Yeah, I don't know what you just said, but hey dude, Richie, my kids are not living with me. I can do what the hell I want, so leave my kids out of it, all right?
Okay.
So what I'm calling about is you were talking about Julian Assange, which is kind of related to Aria. The gang called the government wants to put Aria in jail, right? Because and if they do, it will be an unlawful taking from Aria. Is that correct? So we're talking about unlawful taking, and we're talking about Julian Assange, or at least you have been, and I think you would agree that Julian Assange has had an unlawful taking put upon him. And then
Hold on, David. If they want to put me in prison, and this is assuming I get a trial and I get found guilty in a court of law and all of this stuff.
That by a jury of your peers.
Yeah, being sent to prison under those circumstances, while it would suck and I wouldn't be a fan of it, it would by definition be a lawful arrest and detainment, not a moral one.
Depends on what you mean by lawful. So,
in accordance with the laws of the land.
So definitely legal. Well, that requires that the U.S. government is acting in accordance to the laws of the land.
But finding her guilty, it would be.
Yeah, you were muted, David, so I could raise that point. What they're doing with Assange is certainly unlawful because Assange isn't subject to U.S. jurisdiction and U.S. law.
Yeah, well, my point is the basic point, and that is that a lot of people, maybe even you guys, agree that what is being done to Assange is would fall under some sort of unlawful taking, and they're doing it to intimidate, as a previous caller had raised, and you didn't disagree with it. They're doing it to intimidate other journalists who might think about doing the same kind of thing in the future. And let's inject Pastor Martin Niemoller.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, David. I mean, we've been saying that here on Free Talk Live since they first kicked arrested Julian Assange out of the Ecuadorian embassy, that it was an attack on journalism, and it was an attempt by the U.S. government to intimidate him and to make sure that no one else attempted to do the same thing. I mean,
even kicking him out of the embassy was a coup, right, with the new Ecuadorian president going in with support from U.S. diplomats or whatever it happened to be.
So I agree with him on this point, but I just got to point out that unlawful taking is a really weird phrase. Like, just does not fall onto the ear proper.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
Is it unlawful? Yes, by literally every definition. Like, it's literally criminal, and it's against their own laws. So it's literally unlawful. It is a taking. I just can't think of anything else that has ever been described as that was a taking.
Unlawful kidnapping, maybe?
I mean, they did take him, so it is a taking. I just can't think of anyone who calls it that.
Yeah, I can't either. But, I mean, we have been saying that since all of this happened, since he had to go to the Ecuadorian embassy in the first place, since whatever government it was brought up those BS charges against him and ultimately dropped them. It was Sweden alleging that he had date-raped someone or something like that. Charges which
dropped
it all, by the way. And avoiding that charge was why he got charged with violating bail in the first place in the United Kingdom, which is what caused all of this. We've been saying from the start, so while we are a call-in show and we love callers, don't just call in and say that Julian Assange is a political prisoner so the U.S. government can intimidate other journalists into not doing what he did. We know!
Disagree. Go ahead and call in and say exactly that.
But we already know that. We've been saying that. And everyone in the entire world knows that.
But they don't. Not everyone does.
Sadly, they don't.
603-283-6160. There is more coming up here, including the article about the camels getting Botox to participate in a camel beauty pageant.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here invited to share your thoughts and opinions. 603-283-6160. Again, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
A Viking who likes his temperatures above freezing.
And Richie Rich.
And we did have an issue earlier with our Odyssey stream. It had to be reset. I'm not exactly sure why, but it was taken care of. Now it's fixed. We had an issue with all the video streams initially. There was no audio going out onto them. That also got fixed. Not sure what exactly happened. Obviously, a computer rebooted, but it also seems like multiple ones did. But whatever. We're back
on
Odyssey. And we'll always be on Odyssey as long as nothing weird like that happens. But we caught it and fixed it relatively quickly. Unlike YouTube, we are actually streaming on YouTube at the moment. How long will that last? Probably not very long. Based on trends, we've got like 2 weeks tops before we're back up to two strikes.
Until we say something dumb again?
Well, we've already done that a few times tonight.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure we
questioned the safety of the vaccine, so...
Oh, and promoted vitamin D.
We did!
Yeah, son of a gun.
Promoted vitamin D usage.
That's two strikes right there.
Wait, hang on. Zinc is also good. There we go.
Oh, man.
It's all three.
All of that is enough to get us kicked off of YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all of these other social media sites that are centralized and controlling, which is why we stream to Odyssey. You can find our channel there at video.freetalklive.com. That'll take you directly to it. So subscribe to us there because you won't have to worry, generally, barring technical issues like tonight, you don't have to worry day-to-day whether or not we're actually streaming to your platform like you do with YouTube and Facebook. And this. Well, is Free Talk Live suspended today? Or are they live today?
No, it's just a technical error.
Well, today...
Not directed by Pfizer. Unlike every other platform.
So that's video.freetalklive.com if you want to watch us in a reliable, secure way where we actually can't be censored because Odyssey is built on Library, and Library is just... All of the videos are decentralized. It uses sort of torrent technology combined with blockchain technology, so the blockchain points to where the file can be found, and then it's spread out to all of these other computers. It's really an awesome decentralized way of sharing media without having to worry about a centralized service going, yeah... We don't like this guy named, what's that, Alex Jones? Get rid of them.
Yeah, they bring us back to once it's on the internet, it's there forever.
Yes. So that's video.freetalklive.com.
Potentially there forever.
There are some old movies with like zero seaters on the torrent sites, and I'm sad when that happens.
Well, with Odyssey, you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
If someone deletes a video and they're the only source of that video, I think the blockchain would be updated to say that it's no longer there.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's certainly true with, like, that's one of the issues with centralized torrenting sites, is that they don't check to make sure there are actually seeders and stuff like that. I think library, by definition, does.
Okay.
When content is no longer available, I think the blockchain updates with that. I don't know. I'm not an expert.
Okay. But content not available is kind of my issue here. So if the video goes down and there's no one, like, hosting it anywhere.
Well, people have to like the content. They have to watch it, and they have to keep it on their computers.
You could call
that free market activity if you want.
It's technically possible to eliminate a video that was put on library.
Okay.
It is technically possible. It's just really, really hard.
Yeah, you have to hit every single one storing it. You have to hope they're kind of not popular in the first place.
It wouldn't be a popular video, obviously, because it would go down to like zero hosts or zero seeds or whatever it is.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean it's unpopular. It just means that the user who is using library actually knows how the software works, because it's not clear when you watch a video on library that is downloading a copy of that video onto your hard drive, and after that, you're seeding it out.
Okay.
If you know that, you can watch the video and then delete it because you don't want it taking up, you know, 3 gigabytes of hard drive space or whatever. And then you've watched it, but you're no longer actually still seeding it out.
Okay.
So it doesn't mean that nobody liked the video or that it wasn't popular. It just means that you disproportionately had a number of users who knew how Odyssey worked and thought that 3 gigabytes was a useful amount of storage space that they needed to save.
So when you install it, do they give you the option of saying how much space will be devoted to library?
I don't know. It's been 6-7 years since I installed library.
I almost strictly just use my device at this point.
A lot of people do. I don't even have library installed at the moment because, I mean, it's blockchain-based, and I'm not allowed to do...
Why have computers that don't fit in your pocket? That's crazy.
Well, they can do powerful stuff, but let's go to the phones. We have Richard calling from New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us?
Yes. I've got a friend that lived here in Albuquerque up until 6 months ago. And she moved to Philadelphia, but she had a falling out with her family a few days ago, and they put a restraining order on her. And I've heard you people on your radio talk show talk about homeless shelters in New Hampshire, and I'd like to know... Well, where the homeless shelters for women are in New Hampshire, and if you're familiar, if they have the women in their own rooms.
I don't have any idea. I mean, the homeless shelter here in Keene that we support, the 100-night shelter, because it's not government-funded, it doesn't discriminate on the basis of sex. So presumably it has both male and female staying there, and as far as I'm aware, that's never been an issue. I'm sure a city the size of Concord or Manchester or something has dedicated homeless facilities for women and for men.
Or like a battered women's shelter, more so than a homeless thing.
You would definitely need that to be separate. But
no, I thought you said that she was in Philadelphia.
He did. I mean, I guess the issue just, you know, it occurred to his mind to ask that about New Hampshire based on what's going on with his friend. So, Richard, honestly, I don't know the answer to that, because I'm not a homeless woman looking for shelter in New Hampshire.
I will definitely say that it is more likely that you're going to have options available in a big city like Philadelphia than in a city in New Hampshire.
But that's sort of the issue in these places like Philadelphia and stuff, right? Their homeless populations are so high that they don't have the number of shelters to support that many homeless people. I mean, homelessness in Keene is certainly a thing. There's probably a dozen or two dozen homeless people here in Keene.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how many there are, but it's not enough to overrun the shelter, right? But in Philadelphia, I remember a few years ago we covered a similar story out of Las Vegas where this was happening, where they had to get to the shelter by 5 o'clock or they wouldn't be able to get in and stuff like that because there just wasn't enough shelter space and enough shelters to help all of the homeless people who needed help. And I imagine that's going to be the case in Philadelphia.
I mean, if you're looking at having her go to a different state to find a homeless shelter, I'd recommend California. Like, you're not likely to freeze to death, which is really, like, the number one thing that kills homeless people. And they have extraordinary laws as far as, like, squatters' rights. I mean, the amount of money that California spends on their homeless population is just mind-boggling.
Yeah, but the biggest issue with California, their homelessness, is that if a person actually begins contributing to society and tries to do something to no longer be homeless, like the story, I think it was in San Francisco, it was one of these ultra-liberal cities. He started shining people's shoes, started making money. Enough money to get his own apartment, and he was no longer homeless, right? He was doing okay. He had this successful business
until he lost all the benefits.
Until the city came knocking at his door and said, "Hey, you haven't jumped through our hoops to have this shoe shining business, or I think it was shoe shining that he was doing. So you can't do this anymore." Right back on the streets. Thanks, city government. So they certainly do spend a lot of money on their homeless population, but they also do a lot of things to exacerbate the problem that is the homeless population.
Well, again, perverse incentives, right? If it's a government program, the more homeless people you have, the bigger the budget is for the government program. And so what do you want more of? More homeless people to bump up your budget and get a pay raise.
It's definitely a screwed up thing. I mean, you have other cities that put down like these little pyramid shaped pieces of steel or concrete or whatever so that homeless people can't sleep on
them.
That's
just mean.
Yeah, have you seen the park bench accessible for wheelchair people where they like just cut out part of the park bench and say, "Oh, it's so someone can roll their wheelchair into there." A person with a wheelchair could just roll up next to it. Be honest here. That's so that a homeless guy can't sleep there.
Or the rails, the handrails, like, "Oh, it's just an armrest in the middle of the bench." Like, "No, it's so you can't lie down." Of course, it's just mean.
Luckily, none of that crap exists here in Keene, and based on the way that Keene is, despite being one of these very liberal places, I wouldn't ever expect to see any of that sort of anti-homeless nonsense.
Like, private property, I can understand if that's what you want to do, but it's, you know, I'll respect it, but I still think it's mean. Like, it's an unnecessary expense.
If she does end up in New Hampshire, I'd say go to Nashua. They seem to have the greatest number of homeless shelters. But then again, I assume they have the greatest need as well, so.
Oh, thanks for looking at that, because as I said, none of us knew the answer off the top of my head. New Hampshire's great, but because of that, we haven't been homeless in New Hampshire. So, what are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up, including, and I keep mentioning it, it's coming, Botox and...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.